I'm pretty sure I've mentioned Newton's first law of motion before in this column. The law of inertia states that an object in motion stays in motion, or at rest, until it's compelled to change through an external force. I use that law to plan our holidays. It might seem odd to organize my family trips based on the laws of physics, but let's not forget that Sir Isaac Newton was the father of physics, so he totally must have taken parenting into account. For years, I've been scheduling our family road trips directly on the heels of other busy times. You won't see us relaxing for the first week of spring break and then heading out. No, we are up and out early the first full day of the break. Same, too, goes for the summer. Until last week, both of my children were under 10 years old, and for those little beings, no, for all involved, be it kids, parents, guardians, school staff, and whoever else, the school year is long and exhausting. Everyone could use a break. I won't let it happen, though. No, I'm not a mother who makes her children go until they physically can't, but I do know about the law of inertia. An object in motion stays in motion. What happens to us adults when we finally get a few days off around Christmas to spend with our loved ones? Yup, we get sick. As soon as our bodies hit the couch to watch the old version of Rudolph, or curl up for a 32-book best of Christmas read-off bracket, we get sick. The entirety of our year hits us as our bodies realize it's time to relax. Our bodies shut down. Every single time. This happens at spring break, Christmas break, summer break, and whenever else we get more than a long weekend off. The solution? Don't stop right away. It was at this point in writing this column that my daughter came and sat on my lap. She asked what I was writing about this week, and I told her I was writing about why we go on vacations as soon as we possibly can once school ends. What happens when we rest? I asked her. We never get up, she said matter-of-factly. That's why we've got to do it as fast as we can. She just explained my entire column in less than 20 words. Anyway, the end of the school year was exhausting for many of the adults in our children's lives, and probably even for the children too. Of course, for the children too. At my kids' school, if his parents weren't actively talking during pickup time about how our families were all toast, we were most certainly exchanging knowing glances and grimaces. I always like to throw out an extra prayer for the kindergarten parents, because the end of the school year, that first year, hits just a little harder for all involved. Even so, now 5 full years into our elementary school journey, when the final bell rings and our beloved principal blasts "schools out for summer" over the school's intercom system, it feels like it's time for a long winter's nap. So naturally, that's my signal to pack up the family and leave town at the earliest opportunity. This year, after months of my daughter staying up well past her bedtime to cheer on the Seattle Mariners with her dad because she just couldn't fall asleep, we decided it was a good time to head south to watch our favorite MLB team play. We knew it was our one shot at a getaway because, like my daughter said, once we sat down, we might never get up. Naturally, we were all tired, but we did all the cliché Washington State road trip things, namely went to a bunch of stores we don't have in Canada. Yes, of course, I picked a hotel with a pool and free breakfast. That's what matters most for the kids. The highlight of the trip, however, was of course the ball game. The whole experience once again didn't disappoint. The home team lost the game, but not before a solid comeback attempt. The real win was watching my daughter enjoy the game as much as her dad. It took my son a few innings to settle in and realize that no, we weren't actively trying to make his life miserable, but it was a real thrill to see him cheering and clapping and making noise when the big screen told him to. For the first time, he was engaged in the actual game and was really quite interested in the strategy of it all. As a mom who grew up at the ballpark, it made my heart sing to see my children enjoy the game I spent my entire youth playing. As a wife, I couldn't have asked for more than to witness my husband on top of the world, enjoying his favorite team at his favorite ballpark with his favorite people. We had a few really long days after school got out, but we were primed for it. We hadn't yet rested. I give the credit to Newton. I have no doubt that trip will be one of the highlights of our summer. As for us now, well, we've sat down and are having a hard time getting back up.